Everyone has told their story now. Did you hear the one that was closest to how you feel? Circle it in your journal. If there are two that are close, just pick one for now and go with that.
Hey, I saw in the journal that there's a place to draw a picture of my fear. I like to draw stuff, although I'm not that great.
Mine is going to be seriously mad. Totally gruesome. I have to think of a funny name. Maybe I'll call my fear Bonehead and have my dog chew on him. Or maybe Roadkill and have big trucks run him over again and again. Or Booger, because I can flick him off my...
Okay, TMI. Too much information.
Now I'm feeling really sick to my stomach.
I only think what you say. I could never say that out loud, but I wish I could.
Guys, this is going to be an interesting week. Okay, open your journal to day one called Picture Your Fear. And follow the directions there.
Now, we're about to set out on our hike because we've got to get to the base camp before we encounter the, the nasty thing there.
Ed, shh. You shouldn't have said anything about the monster.
The what?
Oh, it's nothing, Madison. It's a playful, nice, three-headed monster, you know? Like it won't eat you or anything, but we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
I told my mom not to leave me here. I told her.
Don't sweat it, you guys. As Jordan said earlier, we got your back.
At this point, that's not really encouraging.
Oh, come on. I really meant it.
He has a good heart. He's just missing a few screws upstairs.
During each day of our journey, we'll stop, pull out our journals, and talk about fear and ways to find freedom. It's during this time that we'll be including you at home or working with your counselor. We'll do some drawing or writing, answer some questions, and complete some challenges. You'll be a part of our discussion as we all work together to beat this thing called anxiety.
You guys ready to go?
Yeah!
Do we hit a monster?
He doesn't really exist.